Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
These are some of the top five lessons I learned this week, and shout out to my guy, Brandon. He said he started a brokerage account for his son. He's three. He puts in $2,000 every month, and the plan is to keep doing that until he dies. And then his child will get it. I'll teach him to do the same for his kids. That's his generational wealth plan. And this is a plan that works incredibly well. For those of you that can't do $2,000, maybe do $500. For those of you that have more money that's been burning down every mall in Atlanta, you should probably put $5,000. I've told some of you personally, my plan is to put $7,000 in a month for Xander. So by the time he is 30 years old, his children's children are okay, right? So $2,000 in every month. If you're an entrepreneur and you are doing mid six figures, you can pull this off with no issue at all. And imagine how amazing it would have been if our grandparents would have had access and known to do this. How much of an impact it would have made for you. How do you know what to invest in? I brought this up maybe 2 weeks ago. But let me ask you a question. If there are only three stocks that you can pick and all three of them had to give a positive return every month for 5 years, or you and your child will lose their life, what stocks are you picking to invest in? I guarantee you're not putting your money into Dogecoin. No slight to that, but I told you that will fall too. Even though everyone online was like, yo, you're wrong, you don't know. You just hate me, don't nobody make no money but you. No, that's not it. There's a difference between a good trade and a good investment. A good investment won't worry you at night. So right now, if your life was on the line, what three stocks would you pick if you and your family's life were on the line? Those are the ones you should look to invest in. Very simple. Lesson number three, follow the blueprint. Not what the crowd is doing, not what the crowd is telling you what to do, because the crowd usually never knows. I was reading a book about John Templeton, and it's interesting. When he worked in the Bahamas, his results were much higher than when his offices were at 30 Rockefeller Plaza. I know you guys think I like to be in isolation because I'm a recluse. That's not true. But my best ideas have come to me in isolation, because every interaction and every conversation can be construed as noise. The less noise you have when you're in a meditative state, and for those of you that believe in a higher power, the grand creator, the master of the universe, will then give you some of the answers that you need, but you can only get those answers in isolation. Please put in chat, isolation plus time is the ultimate indicator. Even if you don't believe in what I believe in, right? And you don't like my investment thesis, your best ideas came in isolation. Doing research on your own. Yes or no? Number four, excitement and expenses are your enemies in investing, from Warren Buffett. Anytime anyone's getting too hype, oh my God, to the upside or downside. Oh my God, this thing is going to go to the moon. And oh my God, this thing is going to go to zero. Both are usually wrong. And the more you can limit your expenses, especially on fees, transactional fees, the better for you and your business. And number five, some of you have been asking, how many shares should I invest? The gentleman, and I'll be introducing him soon, that I had the conversation with last Saturday, that made $230,000 on AMC. And we were talking about the number of shares, and I spouted them off the top of my head. And he was like, man, you guys have to hear the level of mastery to know inside of your plan what to invest. So I want to give those to you. You should either buy 128 shares, and you can see I'm doing simple compounding. 256 shares, 512, 1,024, 2,048, 4,096, 8,192, 16,384, 32,768, 65,536 shares. This goes for investing, long-term, crypto, etc. You should be able to invest in anything and know how many shares you are going to buy in advance. So if you have a small budget, you can look at the 128 side, right? And if you have a bigger budget and more capital, 32,000. And all my business owners, I'm going to stress to you, the market is going to pay you more than any employee or vendor that you have. Write in chat what is going to be the primary number of shares that you're going to invest into the market every single month so that you have security. So when Michael Burry talks about the upcoming mother of all crashes, is he talking about crypto or the actual market, or what should we do? And he's signaling that the market has gotten so hot, and this happened once again in 99 and 2001, 2007, 2008, 2013. You're starting to see it now. And I told you guys before, a lot of the people that work at institutional research facilities and hedge funds are then going into their personal accounts, running some of these up. Right? The crash that he's talking about is that the market is overinflated. And if you look at his track record, Burry is very accurate and has traded well to both sides, even though he's known for the big short. I won't talk about the big long because I don't want to upset Rashad this week. Jesus Christ. But
respectfully, he's
referring to crypto market, and in addition to some of the meme stocks. There will be a crash at some point. Get prepared. If you are a long-term investor, you should know the spots in which you want to hold. Be prepared to buy there and hold for a 5 or 10 year period. And especially for investing in crypto, you have to look at 5 year returns or 3 year returns minimum, not 6 months or 3 month returns. How do we profit from stocks that we like Apple and Microsoft without selling them? The answer is very simple. Just hold on to them forever. If you take off 10% of the capital that you have there, great, but you should be holding them for a long period of time. What happens when two EMAs cross? So if the 50 crosses through the 200, so if the 50 EMA crosses through the 200, and I'll do a tutorial on this next week, but and Art taught me this strategy back in 2010. This is called a golden cross. So it's an indication that the market is moving up. Only look at this on the lowest time frame would be a weekly time frame. It's a classic strategy. If the 50 EMA is crossing down through the 200, it is a signal that the market is then going down. Great question. How do you use Fibonacci retracements? We're going to cover this tonight for you finally. What's the easiest way to chart support and resistance? Everyone put this in chat. You need one method to be able to chart support and resistance. The biggest issue that I see is that everyone is looking at too short of a time frame. That's the last time I'm gonna say it. All of your support and resistance marks should be marked off on the monthly time frame. Because if you go mark off where support and resistance actually is on a monthly, you won't have to worry about it bleeding through your levels on a day chart or a 1 hour chart. Because most of you are plotting out support and resistance on a 15 minute and getting destroyed. But if you looked at the higher time frame, you would see where the real support levels in the real buy areas are. How do you read the candle on fluctuations? The best piece of advice I can give to you, if the candle is green, you want to look to go up. Now, if you have a bunch of indecision, so let's say if you're using, and this usually happens when you're using a lower time frame. So I'm saying that you need to use, ideally, if you're intraday trading, a 1 hour chart. But if your candle is going green, red, green, red, green, red, green, red, in the first 10, 15 minutes of the market open, it's too choppy. You want a consistent moving candle. So even if you miss your first entry, you will be able to catch your secondary entry. So anytime that you have a bunch of fluctuation, it's usually because people are battling the market, in the market at the moment, or there's a whole bunch of indecision. You want to stay away from indecisive days or weeks and wait for a clear candle that resonates. Do I think Bitcoin hits 100,000 this year? No. Do I think Bitcoin will hit 100,000? Yes. Homework assignment. Please go look at the correlations between the gain of crypto versus economic crisis that happens in the United States and in the UK. There's a correlation there that will tell you when we could potentially hit that mark.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.